Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
Cruise mornings with Stacy and Clayton. Got to give a big shout out to the staff at the Jim Pattison Children's Hospital. This one's for you. My wife and I spent basically all of Friday there. We thought the kid was coming.
Oh my God!
Crampies started to happen, and then contracties started to happen. That's what we call it, by the way, to make it less intimidating. Contracties and crampies.
They sound cuter.
It doesn't work. So we're having the contracties every 5 minutes, but they're not getting more intense. So we give them a call. Nah, come down here just in case. Why not?
Yeah.
They check, and they give us the old D word. Dilated.
Oh, boy.
That's never good. Well, it's good.
It is good, but just not right now.
Not when it's a month before your due date, right? I mean, I know it's fine, but, you know, you don't want to...
The longer the better.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
Keep that kid cooking. So we're sitting there waiting. They keep checking, but nothing... It didn't get, you know...
Nothing progressed?
Nothing got bigger. I don't know. I still don't know how everything works. But yeah, we had to go home. But the thing is, like, our due date isn't until the end of the month, May 30th.
Yeah.
And whenever you tell someone your due date, why do they always come back with their own dates?
It's just like with names.
Yeah. Hey, the due date's May 30th. Hey, no way. That's my Uncle John's birthday.
Well, I was going to just say real quick, that is mine and Sean's anniversary.
Yeah.
My dad's birthday, my friend Scott's birthday.
You know what?
So if you can do it on that day, wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, I'll just tell my wife to hold it.
Do you know how many times I heard that?
Like, not a funny joke anymore.
Well,
it's like, I guess it's not like offensive or anything like that. It's just, it's predictable.
It's very predictable. When we were having Fiona, she was due on May the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
May the 4th be with you.
Mm-hmm.
A Star Wars joke all the time. And then it was possibly around Cinco de Mayo as well, May the 5th. So many jokes around that. And then when do we end up having her?
420!
April 20th.
420, baby!
Like, honestly...
420, baby!
But it's just, yeah, people love to... I feel like it's almost kind of like an awkward, you know, fill the silence response, you know?
Oh, exactly.
But at the same time, do you realize the babies come when they're ready?
Well, do you think the mother of the child's going to be sitting there, middle of labor, pushing, like, oh, what time is it? 8:30? Yes! It's going to be the same as George's birthday! Random topic time, Stacy.
Okay.
Normal things that seem like rich people behavior. So when you see your friend doing something, you're like, wow, they must be rich. I didn't know they were doing that well. Normal things that seem like rich people behavior. I'll start. Fly to Calgary. And I mean, like, fly from Saskatoon to Calgary.
Yeah.
People who do that, I automatically assume you're rich. Who flies to Calgary?
Why wouldn't you just drive the 5.5 hours like a normal person?
Just drive. Who's flying to Calgary? How long's that flight? 27 minutes? Flying to Calgary.
I did, back in the day when flights to Calgary were like $72, I actually did a lot of flying back and forth between Saskatoon and Calgary. But now, God no.
Like, the only reason you fly to Calgary is to fly out of Calgary because you're laying over in Calgary getting drunk at the Chili's.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Calgary Airport Chili's.
Good.
Oh, if those walls could talk, hey?
I also feel like people who have, like, growing up, if you had a dedicated liquor cabinet... That was like, this cabinet is strictly for booze. That is it. I was like, okay, you've made it.
That might be the most Mennonite thing you've ever said on the show.
It probably is. Because let's face it, my family growing up never had booze.
Yeah.
So there was no cabinet to fill. And even when I first moved out, it was like, here's a bottle of vodka and some weird grenadine stuff. Oh, and a couple books and other weird stuff.
You may have just grown up super Mennonite, or my family is just a bunch of booze hounds. I don't know.
Either one.
Because that was pretty normal in our house. If you have a pressure washer, I think you're rich.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why. I drive past guys with a pressure washer. They're doing the driveway thing. I'm like, wow. He must own, like, his own pressure washer business, making six figures. Only rich people have pressure washers. No, they're like... $170 a Canadian Tire. Anyone can go buy them, but I don't know.
Another one I used to think too, like having a carburetor in your sink. I was like, okay, wow.
You must live in Stonebridge.
But step that one up a notch. Garbage compactor. Like, holy, you have clearly done well for yourself.
Is this Beverly Hills?
I know.
Nope. It's Nutana. what about a bar in the basement? See, like, liquor cabinet's one thing, right? Liquor cabinet, well, but like a full-on bar with stools and lights and glasses and everything, I was like, wow, that's legit.
There was a time, I think it was like probably the late 60s, early 70s, bars in the basement, everybody had one.
Every third
that's
house had a bar in the basement. But
drink and entertain your friends.
Moneybags Magoo. Normal stuff that seems like rich people behavior. 9380963. Also, two people flying to Regina.
Even worse!
Whoa, holy...
I've been playing this bingo game since Fiona was born, and I can, I guess, put another dab on a bingo square.
Parenting is not a game, Stacey. It's real life.
Well, it's a real game. That's
how dare you?
Damn sure. I pinched Fiona's neck skin.
Oh, that's the worst thing you can do.
Easily
honestly, the worst thing you can do to a kid.
Because who hasn't, like, I remember being a kid and our parents doing that. Taking the zipper, putting it up super high and catching the skin and it hurts and it's awful. Now zippers come on some of the kid stuff Fiona has with like a little, almost like a shield at the top so the zipper can't go too high.
Kids
Fantastic invention.
Kids are getting soft these days, Stacey.
But I didn't even do the zipper. I was buckling up her little bicycle helmet.
Oh!
And I clipped it in the thing.
That would hurt for adults as well.
And
as
she,
someone with a double chin, I can say that sucks.
Exactly. And her pure white, beautiful, soft, unblemished skin now has like a red blood blister basically on it. And what's actually quite shocking though is she didn't cry when it happened. She was like, "Mom, Mom, you hurt me." And I was like, okay. Like, almost, that was almost worse. If she would have just cried and gotten it over with, but she was like, "Mom, you hurt me."
Why, Mom? Why?
And then after the bath that night, she's looking in the mirror and she sees the red mark on her neck and again needs a band-aid, whole rigmarole. "Mom, you hurt me." "Yes, Fiona, I know. I feel terrible. Could you stop reminding me?"
That's the tone to take right there.
No, that's not. I said that in my head. But the best part is I messaged my girlfriends and I was like, "Hey guys, I did it. I hurt Fiona again today. Here's what I did." And then we started sharing stories of how they had hurt their children. One of my girlfriends.
It's a fun group chat right there.
You know what? It was, because it was kind of entertaining but also made you feel better. She was tightening the seatbelt strap on her little guys and her hand slipped off.
Oh.
And she basically punched him right in the nose, blood everywhere. At daycare pickup, fingers in the bathroom door. Tell us how you've accidentally hurt your child. 9380963 to make me feel better.
Yeah, moral of the story, everyone sucks at parenting sometimes.
It's the game you play.
Happens to the best of us. Time for another episode of You Know You're Old When. You know you're old when. Do you have a pressure washer in your garage right now? Congrats, you're old. Do young people have pressure washers?
You know what? I have seen an influx of people my age purchasing pressure washers, and I think
you're old.
This is the thing now. When you reach a certain age, when it's like 35, all of a sudden you realize that you need a pressure washer and you buy one, and then I don't know if it's one of those things that gets used a lot. When I think of a pressure washer, I think of those videos you see where someone's stripping away decades of grime off a deck.
Yes, exactly.
And it's like, okay, amazing. I love this. Will I use that? I don't have a deck to pressure wash. We could pressure wash our house, but I just wonder, like, what else do you do with it?
It's a nice thing to have, right?
Here's the thing, though. You know what? It does come with a soap attachment so you can wash your car at home.
Well, that's what everyone tells themselves.
That's fancy. I like that.
Everyone buying a pressure washer always tells themselves that. So, oh, yeah, I'll use it to wash my car. A pressure washer is like the handyman's treadmill. You buy it, you love it for like 2 months. What happens after that?
You think?
It's sitting there in the corner.
Sean bought one yesterday.
Yeah.
It's being delivered in 6 days.
Because Sean's old.
Ugh.
You know you're old when.
I know.
Buying pressure washers.
But you
21-year-olds aren't like,
bruh, no, God,
let's go to C-Tire, pick up some pee washers, bruh. That's what young people sound like now, by the way. It's disgusting. pressure washers, like, it's what non-handy guys buy to make themselves look handy.
Because it's something that everyone technically can use.
Anyone
right?
can do it, right?
You can spray water.
But when you drive by someone using a pressure washer, I don't know about you, but I'm like, wow, they must be pretty handy. They must own their own business or something if they have a pressure washer.
Have a garage full of useful
right?
tools.
Like, I don't know why. Like, pressure washers, I don't know, like $175? Anyone can buy them. Oh. But for some reason, I think, oh, pressure washer? That guy must mean business. That guy must work 12-hour days outside.
Well, that's us now, Clayton, so you're welcome.
You're a pressure washer family.
We are
now,
a pressure washer family.
La-dee-da.
We do it all the time here on Cruise. We run the That One Friend, mm-hmm. where we give you a very specific example of a type of personality that a friend would have. In this case, it's almost just like a one-off. We're doing That Work Friend.
Gotcha.
The different kinds of friends you have at work. So I guess the list is pretty broad. But as we, power through these, you're going to recognize them instantly because mm-hmm. every workplace has one of these people. Mm-hmm. For instance, the one that's always cold.
You!
I feel like that's me.
You have a sweater, jeans, and a heated blanket.
Yeah.
Still cold. Yep. Don't get it. This is me, the person who's always quoting The Simpsons.
Yes.
Specifically The Simpsons.
You and Kendra both are mm-hmm. very good at that. Nice. That person at work that always has the funny, weird, obnoxious mug.
Or, like, really just weird about their mug.
Yeah.
This is my mug.
Don't touch it.
The mug with Snoopy, it's mine.
I got this in Europe when I was there.
The prankster. We all know the office prankster, right?
Yep, definitely. There's the person at work, too, who's always trying to get you to join some kind of weird pool, whether it's sports-related, the Oscars, a baby
yeah.
pool. That's the pool person.
It's never, like, a different person for any event. Like, there's never an Oscars person.
Same one.
NFL playoff person. It's always the same person organizing that. The five-minute chat guy. Doesn't knock on the door, just pulls a Kramer, walks on in,
sits down,
chats for 5 minutes, he's gone. You don't see him for the rest of the day. He's a ghost.
There's always seems to be somebody at work, too, that has just a very large drink container, whether it's a coffee mug, maybe they're working on like a double gulp or something, a venti
big
coffee.
Guy, yeah.
Yeah. Huge container.
Extra large slurpee.
Or those water jugs that people
yep.
use that are almost like a 4-liter
yep.
milk jug. What
exactly.
are you doing?
There's the cat person, nothing mm-hmm. but cats talking about their cats.
Pictures of cats. This one too, the Leopold's workspace person where they have everything. They've got figurines, they've got pictures, they've got props, they've got stuffed animals and figurines.
Their
everything.
Desk looks like the Bar Leopold's
yes.
with all the stuff on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
I got you now. Okay, stinky food person at the office.
Yeah, that was me for a good
yeah,
amount of time. The political person at work who wants to talk politics with you all the time, and it's usually a nightmare.
The smoker, because back in the day it was every second person. Now there's like one per workplace.
Exactly. The reality TV person, the one who is obsessed with it and wants to chat with you about it the next morning.
Mm-hmm. And then there's the work friend who always wants to get drinks after work all the time. Me, you, happy hour. Me, you, we ditching early. Me,
yeah,
you, we getting beers
grab a
after.
Few. What do you say?
You always say no. No one ever joins that friend. Always getting rejected. Add to the list, 938-0963. Different type of people you see at work. Random topic time, Stacey.
Okay.
Normal things that seem like rich people behavior. So when you see your friend doing something, you're like, wow, they
must
be rich.
Must be nice.
I didn't know they were doing that well. Normal things that seem like rich people behavior. All start, fly to Calgary. And I mean, like, fly from Saskatoon to Calgary.
Yeah.
People who do that, I automatically assume you're rich. Who flies to Calgary?
Why wouldn't you just drive the 5.5 hours like a normal person?
Just drive. Who's flying to Calgary? How long's that flight? 27 minutes? Flying to Calgary.
I did, back in the day when mm-hmm. flights to Calgary were like $72, I actually did a lot of flying back and forth between Saskatoon and Calgary. But now, God no.
Like, the only reason you fly to Calgary is to fly out of Calgary because
exactly.
you're laying over in Calgary getting drunk at the Chili's.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Calgary Airport Chili's.
Good.
Oh, if those walls could talk, hey?
I also feel like people who have, like, growing up, if you had a dedicated liquor cabinet... that was like, this cabinet is strictly for booze. That is it. I was like, okay, you've made it.
That might be the most Mennonite thing you've ever said on the show.
It probably is. Because let's face it, my family growing up never had booze. Yeah. So there was no cabinet to fill. And even when I first moved out, it was like, here's a bottle of vodka and some weird grenadine stuff. Oh, and a couple books and other weird stuff.
You may have just grown up super Mennonite, or my family's just a bunch of booze hounds. I don't know.
Either one.
Because that was pretty normal in our house. If you have a pressure washer, I think you're rich.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why. I drive past guys with a pressure washer. They're doing the driveway thing. I'm like, wow. He must own like his own pressure washer business, making six figures. Only rich people have pressure washers. No, they're like $170 a Canadian Tire. Anyone can go buy them, but I don't know.
Another one I used to think too, like having a carburetor in your sink. I was like, okay, wow.
You must live in Stonebridge.
But step that one up a notch. Garbage compactor. Like, holy, you have clearly done well for yourself.
Is this Beverly Hills?
I know.
Nope. It's Nutana. What about a bar in the basement? See, like, liquor cabinet's one thing, right? Liquor cabinet, but like a full-on bar with stools and lights and glasses and everything. I was like, wow, that's legit.
There was a time, I think it was like probably the late 60s, early 70s, bars in the basement. Everybody had one.
Every third
that's
house had a bar in the basement. But
drink and entertain your friends.
Moneybags Magoo. Normal stuff that seems like rich people behavior. 9380963. Also, two people flying to Regina.
Even worse.
Whoa, holy. Shout out to everyone who texted us at 9380963. They're different work encounters. The worker who knits all the time.
I did not know that was a thing.
The worker who's weird about their pens. We'll talk about that at 8:40. But right now, we're going to do another list. We all know about the craft beer snob, right? The craft beer guy, yeah? There are so many different beer guys, though, Stacey.
Guys or girls, too.
Oh,
let's just put that out
there. But let's just, for sake of making this easy, let's just say guy, okay? For example, the cheap beer guy.
Yes.
The guy who buys the cheapest possible case of beer.
The one who loves the free stuff that comes with beer and usually either wears or uses it all the time.
Oh, yeah. Love free stuff guy. What about warm beer guy? I don't get it. I don't get it, warm beer guy.
I don't get it.
I can drink it faster.
Then there's the opposite of that person, the one who's like, no, you got to have a frosty mug. I'll keep eight in the freezer just in case.
Not just a mug. It's got to be a frosty mug. Dents his can guy.
Oh, yeah.
That guy. Dents your can because then you never lose your can. That one's yours.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
The one who will not drink from a can, only a bottle.
Oh, that guy.
Only a bottle. That does taste better.
Why you got to be such a diva, buddy? Why you got to be such a diva? Koozie guy. Every single beer takes off his koozie and puts it on another one. How cold are your beers, man?
And how long does it take you to drink a beer? Like, come on.
Anymore?
The one too, who loves pints. Not just beer, but going for pints.
So going for a pint. But then there's the buddy who hates pints. Like, loves beer, but he doesn't trust the taps.
They never clean
their taps here. They're always dirty. Always gets the bottle, does not trust the pints.
Much like the craft beer person, don't forget the one who makes their own beer. And 9 times out of 10, it's awful.
Sucks. Not just 9 times, 10 out of 10. The guy who just buys whatever has the funniest logo or funniest bottle. I don't know what this is.
Cute label, though.
Dragon on there fighting a cat, though, so.
Then there's that one, too, who always, like, brings a bunch but leaves a bunch behind.
Yes.
Best friend to have.
Kyle Siemens, former quarterback of the Huskies. He always did that. weirdly dedicated to one brand guy.
Yes.
I am only drinking Black Label and Black Label only.
My friend Jill, Kokanee girl, like, bleeds Kokanee.
Moosehead and Moosehead. We're a Moosehead family.
There's also the one, speaking of that, who very specifically only drinks Guinness for some reason.
It's not just dark beer. It's just Guinness.
Why?
They hate all other dark beer. It's just a Guinness thing. I'm Irish.
What? No, you're not.
Expensive 4-pack guy.
Oh,
he gives you one. It tastes amazing. You get addicted to it. It costs $13 a can. Thanks, man.
Thanks for that.
Thanks. Then there's the guy who just hammers beers.
Yes.
Hammers.
How do they put so many away?
I don't know, but there's a 60% chance this guy's name is Moose. Cruise Mornings with Stacey and Clayton.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
Dang right. It is playoff time in the NHL.
Yes.
It is the best time of the year. We need some sports music to go along with some NHL playoff talk. It's time for Stacey's uneducated playoff predictions. Stacey only pays attention, kind of, to the Edmonton Oilers.
Yep.
She doesn't even really know what's going on with Edmonton.
I like to think of myself as a fair weather fan.
Part-time fan, but
yeah,
okay.
That's the same thing.
So knowing nothing, she's going to predict the first round of the playoffs here, okay? So let's go. Kings, Oilers. Who are you going to take?
Oilers.
So Oilers in...
What is it? Best of seven?
Yeah.
Three? I don't know how this works.
Do the math, Stacey.
Four.
There you go.
Right.
Oilers in four.
Okay.
Let's go Toronto versus Tampa Bay.
Oh, Toronto. Okay.
Okay, Leafs in. You got to see how many games.
Oh, I wasn't. I know. I don't want to pick the Leafs.
Okay.
I want to pick the other team. What was it?
Tampa Bay.
Tampa.
Thanks for listening to me. Appreciate
Tampa,
it.
Tampa. How does this work now? Four? I don't know. Five.
How many games is the series going to go?
Oh, how many games?
Yes.
Okay. Four.
Okay, so you're taking the Lightning to sweep as well.
Sure.
All right, St. Louis versus Minnesota.
No idea, but I hear the Wild are good.
All right.
Hate their jerseys. Just okay. Like someone barfed on a shirt.
Okay, so Minnesota in.
In two.
Again, how many games? It's a seven-game series. There needs to be four games in order for a team to win. So,
five or six.
Yes.
Okay. Jeez Louise.
Four, five, six, or seven. Those are your options.
Thank you for clearly stating
that. We're going to run out of time.
Six. Six for the Wild.
Let's go Boston and Carolina.
Boston.
In?
In five.
Boston in five. All right, the game's tomorrow. Calgary versus Dallas.
Calgary versus Dallas. I feel like Calgary's good because they're the top of the league.
Top of the division.
Division. I'm thinking soccer. Whoopsie. Yep. Let's sweep them. Why not? Four. Sweeps all around.
Yeah, okay. Let's go Pittsburgh and New York.
Pittsburgh. I love Sidney Crosby. So Penguins in six.
Okay. What about the Washington Capitals versus the Florida Panthers?
Who cares?
Hey, Florida's one of the best teams in the league.
Just kidding. Okay. I don't like cats for sports names. I don't know why. I'm going with the Capitals in seven. Make it exciting.
Okay. And let's go Colorado versus Nashville.
Colorado versus Nashville. Nashville. I like country music.
All right. Well, Nashville in
six.
Okay. Colorado is the best team in the league. They also have Saskatoon's own former Bobcat, former Blazer, Darcy Kemper.
Damn it.
The pride of Wildwood.
Had you told me, I may have answered
you
differently.
You wouldn't care.
96.3 Cruise FM. Great hits. And the best rock ever.
No.
Don't even.
You didn't time it right. You came in early. It was sloppy. No, I can't give it to you.
And he allowed me, behind the scenes, by the way, he allowed me to come in on that song so I could do it properly. And
don't
apparently,
make me sound like some kind of dictator over here.
Well,
okay?
Anytime it plays, you're like, dibs.
You're free
dibs on
to
this
do whatever
one.
You want over there, okay? You're your own person.
Hey, if you were listening close enough, like a bunch of other people were, you would have heard the free food and fuel cue to call. And as you know, too, we have very polite listeners.
Yes.
We have listeners who squeeze in a quick thank you as fast as they can. Some of them curse, but it's always a good time. Do you want to know what it sounds like, though, to be caller 95? Hi, Cruz. You are caller 95. Keep trying.
No! Sorry. I've never felt more guilty in my entire life. This is the most dramatic.
Trying.
No!
Trying. Just, we've played that over and over. It's just crying. Oh, man.
It's a $100 gift card. You'll be okay.
I know, but she was very disappointed that she was 95.
Yeah. So here's the thing. John won. John got himself $100 to Saskatoon Co-op. He's in for the grand prize as well. Big shout out to Sass Pork. John's strategy, by the way.
Four phones at once.
All that hard work paid off. All that dialing.
Oh, definitely.
All right,
it's just one button now. Phones are pretty advanced. It's not like, yes. I don't think John has a rotary phone or he's cranking it every time.
Imagine.
In which case, yeah, you earned it, buddy. You earned it.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.